I wanted to take this opportunity this Sunday to speak to you about the approaching election, and in fact, all elections for what we're facing now. We face every time we approach the election booth. When we accept the responsibility of citizenship and the right to cast a vote, as Catholics, we must form and follow our conscience. To do this, the Church says that we should follow four main principles. Mindful that in doing so, there is no magical way of getting all four of these principles to match a political party or a candidate, because they're just not going to fit. However, these principles do allow us to form our conscience and then make a prayerful decision. So the first principle is the dignity of the human person. This is seen by the U.S. bishops as the most important. It means that all persons have an innate dignity because they were formed in the likeness of God. All human life is precious, whether unborn or a handicapped person, whether that person is in prison or death row or an illegal immigrant. All are precious. All should be protected. The second is the system of subsidiarity. This is a decision-making principle. It says that a decision should be made at the most lowest level possible. Decisions and governing should be at the local level. For the Church, the most local level is the family. Therefore, the family, marriage, should be protected. For it's in this institution that it's the foundation of all of the other institutions. It's the most basic. The third is the principle of the common good. An example of the common good is the economy. The economy is to be for everybody's good, not just a few. So any way that the economy is manipulated so that only a few benefits, this would violate the common good. And finally, solidarity. We recognize that we're in it all together, especially with the poor. Pope Francis points out that solidarity means also that we share the same planet, and that we should all be concerned about the stewardship of the planet. These four principles, the dignity of the human person, the system of subsidiarity, the principle of the common good, and the understanding of solidarity, allows us as Catholics to form and to follow our conscience. But again, there's no magical way of getting all four to match a political party or candidate, because they will not. When you leave the voting booth, you will not always feel that you've been successful. For the one who is really trying to follow their conscience, he will have to cooperate with evil in some way. However, these principles simply allow us to form our conscience and then make the most prayerful decision that we can make.